98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. 8:45 now. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita billboards promote legalizing marijuana across the state.
Two.
County officials will study intersection south of Goddard after deadly crashes.
One.
Crews prepare Wichita streets for possible nasty weather, but will it snow? Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, traffic volumes thinning out there, and so things looking fairly decent on the roadways at this time. And the gasoline prices in Wichita, the average out there is $1.89 a gallon. Not much of a change from yesterday, and there may be a few stations here and there that you might find at $1.87 a gallon, but that average mostly around $1.89. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 24. For Saturday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 37. Now a cloudy sky, east wind at 6 miles per hour and 23 degrees. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck Program. Matt Kibbe, host of Kibbe on Liberty, will be there. The topic will be the new Blaze TV news of the day. That's coming up. Oh, Bill O'Reilly is with him today. It's Friday, right?
That's right.
And Glenn Beck Program coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. It has a holiday flavor. Which holiday greeting do you usually use at this time of year? I put in my vote this morning. I will not tell you how I voted. That is a private thing. But the choice, we got four choices. Your usual greeting for this time of year, either Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, it doesn't matter. That gets 4%. Other, 9%. And that could be any greeting that you characteristically do this
happy
time
Kwanzaa,
of year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, or in the case of our boss, Jackie Wise, greeting me in the morning, hello, stupid. Happy Holidays gets 30%.
Yeah.
And then Merry Christmas comes in at 57%. And that number has gone down a little
bit.
It's
flopped a bit.
Yeah, I think some of these Happy Holidays people are kind of loading things up there.
Yeah.
You go to our webpage, knssradio.com, and let us know what you think.
Of course, that's about a holiday greeting. I believe Jackie says hello stupid to you just about every day, isn't he?
You're right. He doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, happy holidays, stupid.
She likes to use that greeting on any day ending in the letter Y. U.S. employers, seriously, added 155,000 jobs in November. A slowdown from recent months, but enough to suggest that the economy is expanding at a solid pace, despite sharp gyrations in the stock market. The Labor Department said today that the unemployment rate remained at 3.7%, nearly a five-decade low for the third straight month. Average hourly pay rose 3.1% from a year ago, matching the previous month's figure, which was the best since 2009. So how about that? Unemployment rate, or the unemployment picture looking pretty good, and people are making a little more money. Well, you had a big turnaround as stocks closed mixed Thursday after a wild day of trading.
After falling nearly 800 points, the Dow finishing down just 79 points, the S&P 500 down 4, the NASDAQ composite finishing positive up 29 points. Behind the positive move, the Federal Reserve signaling a new wait-and-see attitude when it comes to raising rates. A December rate hike is virtually guaranteed, but after that, the central bank will make decisions based on data like inflation and job market changes. Winners today included tech stocks like Netflix, Amazon, and Google. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And oil prices fell sharply Thursday as traders appeared to doubt that an expected production cut by OPEC will be enough to boost the price of crude. OPEC countries gathered in Vienna to try to find a way to support the falling price of oil. Benchmark U.S. crude dropped 2.6% to settle at $51.49 a barrel in New York. And Fiat Chrysler will open another assembly plant in the Detroit area, according to a person familiar with the automaker's plan. The plant will produce SUVs, which are a growing share of the U.S. vehicle market. Fiat Chrysler's decision comes as other automakers are retrenching. General Motors plans to lay off 14,000 people. The Detroit News reports the company plans to reopen a former engine plant on the city's east side to build, what else, SUVs. And now some local business from the Wichita Business Journal. After notching a major win on Capitol Hill in 2018, the business and general aviation industry is ready to tackle new challenges in 2019. That win we're talking about was in the fight against the proposed privatization of the air traffic control system and associated user fees, which was left out of the recent reauthorization of the Federal Aviation Administration, better known as the FAA. Driven by its new flagship Global 7500, Bombardier is forecasting an increase in business jet deliveries in 2019 in association with the Canadian company's annual Investors Day. Bombardier said it plans between 150 and 155 deliveries of business jets in 2019 in an anticipated increase of as much as 15% year over year. Bombardier says that growth will be largely attributable to deliveries of the Global 7500, which is already sold out through 2021. The company did not break down the expected deliveries by individual model. And a Big Lots store on West Central is set to close, though nobody at the retailer's headquarters will comment. Multiple sources, including one person with direct knowledge, tell the Wichita Business Journal the store is set to close. Big Lots store's spokesman Andy Rigrat would not comment. Big Lots also has a southeast Wichita location on East Harry and a 21st and Woodlawn location closed in early 2015. That's some local business news for you today from the Wichita Business Journal. All right, Steve and Ted here on a Friday morning, and we've had Gordon Bashan filling in for Ted Woodward this morning. Gordon, done a pretty good job. Pay attention now. We want to talk here. So.
Yes, I'm listening.
glad to know that.
Let me wake up here first.
You've been battling a little bit. What, sniffles or something going? What's going on with
you?
Yeah,
I had the flu a couple of weeks ago, and I got over it.
But are you over it now? Because I don't want to catch the flu.
No, I'm totally over that. Okay. I'm just don't have much of a voice this morning.
Well, you're struggling, but you're here, and you're doing your best.
Well,
that's all we can ask. Yeah. Just want to mention, again, the 8th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour. This is a benefit for the Kansas Food Bank. It's next Tuesday at 7 p.m., Scottish Rite Center Auditorium, 1st and Topeka. The admission, a non-perishable food item or monetary donation. And what happens there is you become a live studio audience, and we hold these great barbershop choruses like Air Capital Chorus, Wichita Chorus of Sweet Adelines, Just for Fun, Chic, and a special guest, Santa Claus, will show up. And he's got all this barbershop singing, but it's all Christmas stuff.
How cool.
And it's really, really nice. Ted Woodward and I will be the part of the cast, as we are every year. Our good friend Dan E. Campbell will be with us. Melanie Williams will be there as well. And we're going to bring you this great radio hour. I don't know who cooked this idea up about 8 years ago, but it's become a really neat deal. If you haven't been there, come on out on Tuesday evening. By the way, McClellan Sound then is they're taking care of all the microphones and everything. You know, that's crucial to anything like that.
Sure.
You do anything live on stage or anything, the audio has to be good, and McClellan always does a terrific job. And then our good friend Tony Dusing, our program director, he records the whole thing, makes sure the levels are all right, you know, and the sound is good. And on Christmas morning at 8 o'clock, we play it on the radio. Right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What could be better than that?
Not much. You know, it takes a lot of talent to get the levels right on a live performance and for a recording.
And Mary Halsig is the person who's really, she's writing the script as we speak. She sent us page one. It's like when you're in the movies. You know, here's a page, and look at this and study it, guys. But anyway, we're getting ready for this coming up next Tuesday. It's, again, the 8th Annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour. Today is National Cotton Candy Day, dating all the way back to the 1400s when it was first called spun sugar. Cotton candy has been a favorite treat for young and old alike at carnivals, fairs, and the circus. Dentist William Morrison and confectioner John C. Wharton are credited for the invention of machine-spun cotton candy. That was in 1897. Cotton candy.
What kind of machine they had back then to spin it? You know,
I have a dentist.
Yeah, I have never been a fan of this. Have you?
Not
so
really.
Sticky.
No,
it's messy.
No, yeah.
Anyway,
it's all over your hand.
Yeah, yeah. Cotton candy, also called candy floss or fairy floss.
Fairy floss.
Yeah. Hmm. Cotton candy day. All right. Fine. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, KNSS News. County officials are going to study a dangerous intersection west of Wichita, a couple of miles south of Goddard. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS.